Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to our reorg meeting and special meeting today, the Board of Education in July 6, 2022. Can I get a motion to go in executive session for the purpose of discussing a particular employee personnel file? I have Mr. Hellers first.
Second.
Was that Ms. Kretz or Ms. Theo? Ms. Kretz is second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. It's done. Thank you very much.
Thank you. At this point in time, we're in open. And at this time, I'm going to turn it into the hands of the deputy district clerk.
So actually, we're going to call the reorganizational meeting to order. And I'm just going to note, for the purposes of the meeting, that there are emergency exits. Please note that they are closest to you. There's no smoking on school grounds. And please silence your cell phone during the business of the board. Can we please stand for the pledge of allegiance?
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
At this time, I'm going to administer the oath of office to the newly elected members of the Board of Education, and we will make sure to sign the oath book as soon as it is located. First, we will swear in Dr. Terry Fulton, who will be serving the term from July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2025.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I,
Dr. Terry Fulton,
do solemnly swear or affirm,
do solemnly swear,
I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and will serve in the position of Board Trustee,
and Trustee,
according to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Okay, next we are going to swear in Mr. David Peller, who will be serving the term July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2024. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I,
David Peller,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear,
I will support the Constitution of the United States,
support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of New York,
the Constitution of the State of New York,
and will serve in the position of Board Trustee,
and will serve in the position of Board Trustee,
according to the best of my ability.
Very best of my ability.
Congratulations. So the next order of business is the election of board officers. So I will call for nominations for the office of president of the Board of Education. Are there any nominations? This is for the position of the board president for the Board of Education.
I would like to nominate Lisa Johnson as the board president for the upcoming school year.
So board trustee Heller nominates Lisa Johnson. Are there any other nominations for the position of board president? I see none. So we will now make a motion to close the nomination for the position of board president. Is there a motion to close the nomination for the position of board president? Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
So now we will vote on Lisa Johnson as board president. Is there all in favor for Lisa Johnson as board president?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, with a vote of 7-0, Lisa Johnson is now your next board president.
Dr. Sarah Johnson is present. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
And will serve in the position as board president.
And will serve in the position as board president.
Of the Amityville Community School District.
Of the Amityville Community School
District. According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
So, Madam President, I will now turn over the meeting being presided to you. I'd like to call for nominations for the office of first vice president of the Board of Education.
I nominate Jeanette Santos.
Are there any other nominations for first vice president? Seeing none, nominations are closed for first vice president. Can I have a motion to accept the nomination of Jeanette Santos as first vice president?
Second.
All those in favor for closing the motion?
Aye.
Can I have a motion to accept Jeanette Santos as first vice president?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Congratulations for that. Would you like me to swear her in?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Aye, Jeanette Santos.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
I will serve the position as first vice president.
Serve that position of first vice president
of the Amityville Community School District.
Of the Amityville Community School District.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
I'd like to call for nominations for the office of second vice president. Are there any other nominations for second vice president? Seeing none, the nominations are now closed. Can I have a motion to accept the nomination of Carol Seoff as second vice president?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve Carol Seoff as second vice president?
Second.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Lisa, can you hear? Thanks.
I solemnly swear. I will support the Constitution of the State of New York. I will support the Constitution of the State of New York and of the United States of America
and of the United States of America.
I will serve in the position
and in the position
as second vice president
of second vice president
at the Hackettville Community School District
and the Hackettville School District
according to the best of my ability.
If it's okay, you guys can move over there.
Actually, this chair looks pretty good out here.
If it's okay with the Board of Education, I'm going to do agenda item 4A separately, but all the other agenda items will be all I would like to do together up into agenda item 10. Up to 10. So I'm going to do 4A separately, and then I will do 4B all the way up to agenda item 10. So if anyone will be doing them separately. I'm sorry, and I will do agenda item 4E separately. All right, so for agenda item 4A, we're going to table that particular agenda item for the appointment of the district clerk. Agenda item 4B, I apologize. So, agenda item, we'd like to appoint the deputy district clerk, who's the assistant superintendent of finance and operations. I'd like to make a motion to accept. I'd like to make a motion for agenda item 4B. One, assistant superintendent of finance operations for an appointment of deputy district clerk.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I'd like to introduce our new assistant superintendent for finance operations, Olivia Watts.
Olivia Watts, do solemnly swear, I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
I will serve in the position.
I will serve in the position.
As Deputy District Clerk.
As Deputy District Clerk.
According to the best of my ability.
I would like to make a motion for agenda items 4C and 4D. I'll do those two together. Have a motion?
So moved. I'll second.
Any questions about these agenda items? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. I'd like to make a motion for taking for Dr. Eckville for taking the oath of superintendent.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0.
Solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
I will serve in the position of superintendent.
And will serve in the position of superintendent.
The Amityville Unity School District.
Of the Amityville Unity School District.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Dr. Bill, just for clarifications for agenda item 5F, that's the only that we should be able to talk on. The 5F. I'm going to show a lot of you. Okay. All right. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do agenda item 5A, 5E all together, and then I'll do 5F separately. And then I will do agenda items 5G all the way to agenda item 10 all together. Does anyone have any opposition for doing it all together? All right, seeing none, I'm going to move forward. Can I have a motion for agenda items 5A through 5E, please?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions about these agenda items? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. We're going to table agenda item 5F. We're going to do agenda item 5G all the way to agenda item 10. Can I have a motion for agenda items 5G to 10?
So moved. Second.
Are there any questions about these agenda items? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Right, so, excuse me, Board of Education Committees, we have the Policy Committee. In terms of we three board members, usually board president is one that's on the committee, so I'm going to be on the committee. Who else would like to be on the committee?
I would like to be on the Policy Committee.
Anyone else? Any three board members? Speak now for the whole piece. Thank you, Carol, so very much. So, Carol.
I'll be on the policy.
Thank you. Yeah. So, I will call a motion. I'll do all the committees together. No, of course. So, for the safety committee, we need two people for the safety committee.
I would like a volunteer.
So that's Dave Keller and Leslie Prex. Wellness committee. Thank you, Juan. Anyone else? We need two people. Anyone else on the committee? David's doing safety. Can everyone be on the wellness committee? Okay. So we have this bill policy committee is Lisa Johnson, Jeanette Santos, and Carol Seahawk. Safety is Dave Keller. And Leslie Kretz, and wellness committee is Juan Leon and Terry Fulton. And the order committee will be the entire Board of Education. Okay, he said no, I apologize. Does any other board member want to be on the committee, the second committee?
I'll do it.
All right, thank you, Dinesh. Okay, so those are all the board of education committees. As I mentioned before, audit committee is the entire board of education. Can I have a motion to approve agenda items 11A through B? Any questions about these agenda items? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion for agenda item 12 and 13?
Second.
Any questions about these agenda items? Seeing none, have all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. So that will end our reorganization, and now we're going to go to the regular agenda. We're going to go to the regular meeting. We'll do that meeting now. At this, we already did emergency information for the regions. Dr. Fell, do you have any presentations for this meeting? Are there any community input regarding board agenda items only at this time? Seeing none, I'm going to move forward. Can I have a motion for agenda item 2A, 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions on these agenda items? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 7-0. Can I have a motion for agenda item 2C, 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions about this agenda item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion for agenda item 3A, 1 and 2? 3A, 1 and 2?
Motion.
Thank you.
Some motion. Second. Some move.
Okay, thank you. So for just for board education, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So make sure everyone has the most up-to-date agenda. If there were slight changes that occurred from the transmittal. So I would recommend that you don't add it, then get one from up front or
board
that's only that. Everyone has the most up-to-date agenda. All right. Can I have a motion for agenda item 3B1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on this item? So just so the committee knows, this is a new way that we're going to be doing our personnel for this academic year. It's called the personnel action report. So there's only this one statement that's on the agenda, but in the backup is all the details regarding the personnel for that particular item, which is 3B1. So as we move forward, just be aware of that. Look at all the backup items for 3B1. So in the past, we would list all of the personnel on the agenda. Now it's going to be in the backup thing. Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion for agenda items 3C1 through 4?
Second.
Any questions about this agenda item? This agenda item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Just a reminder for everyone, when we're voting, please speak into the mic or just raise your hand so I know that everyone is voting. So for agenda item 3C, Five. And Mrs. Hutchinson, you may need to correct me on it. Or received five. I make a motion to accept this item pending personal review by attorneys and the superintendent.
Correct. So if you agree, we want to acceptance of this item is subject to approval. Subject to review by council and supervisors.
So acceptance of this item, agenda item 3C5.
Subject to review by council.
And approval by the superintendent. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Any other discussion on this item? Seeing none, can I have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion for agenda item 3B1?
Second.
Any questions about this agenda item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion for agenda item 3E1 through 19?
Second.
Council, these contracts have been reviewed by legal.
Yes.
Any other questions on these agenda items? Seeing none, can we vote? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. And there's nothing for agenda item 3F. Legal, do you have any report for the?
No report as
announced. Dr. Fail.
Thank you, Madam President. Just as we end one school year and prepared to begin another, I wanted to extend my gratitude on behalf of the administration to the community and to the faculty and staff for making this past school year highly successful. We were able to accomplish much. We were able to prepare for the new school year by establishing various committees and making certain that the community work was profitable and that we can deliver an educational program second to none and help our students to really be successful throughout their education in Amityville and beyond. So I just wanted to express my thanks to everyone for your help and support. We have a summer school up and running now, which this is the second year that we are able to have a live in-person summer school in Amityville, and we're very pleased and proud of that. We have work to do over the summer in preparation for the coming school year, and I'm going to ask Dr. Lang, our assistant superintendent for curriculum instruction, to comment more on those items.
Thank you, Dr. Field. I would just add a second to your comment about our summer schools. I'm pleased to report that yesterday our three elementary summer schools opened without a hitch, and this morning our two secondary schools opened. Although our attendance was light, we're hoping that it's because it's the holiday week, and we're hoping to be up and running in full force beginning on Monday. But the staff and administrative team did an excellent job in opening, and our appreciation to them and to the parents who enthusiastically endorsed the plans of the summer school. In terms of the curriculum work that is continuing, thank you very much. This evening you supported the continuation of the 9 subcommittees for the Curriculum Advisory Council. And with your approval tonight, we will begin our work starting tomorrow. So much appreciation to the board. Thank you, Dr. Kim.
Thank you, Madam President. Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources, Dr. Bridget Waite. This is the first time that she is being introduced as the Assistant Superintendent.
Thank you for supporting the Office of Human Resources. Thank you very much.
Our new Assistant Superintendent for Finance and Operations. I just want to mention to the audience that's here at the board. Last year, you heard me talk about Mr. Dragon as being expert and well-known in this field and so on. We are so fortunate that with Mr. Dragon's departure, we now have Ms. Olivia Buazzi, who is a veteran. She knows every aspect of the job. She has served for the past almost 20 years as Assistant Superintendent of Finance and Operations in North Shore Schools. And what we are most proud of is Ms. Watson began her career in finance and operations right here in Amazon.
Yeah, this is my home. Yes. I began here March 15, 1988. And I'm back. Thank you. Thank you.
So for Board of Education, I just want to just take a moment to say thank you so much to Dr. Terry Bolton and to Mr. Romney for your presence. Does any of the board members have anything to say?
I would just like to concur with Dr. Terry Bolton. He took us through some very, very tough times here in the Amherst School District between switches or changes in administration as well as the COVID-19. And I believe he did an outstanding job. And I just want to personally thank you, Terry.
First of all, Ms. Johnson, President Johnson, this is the only time I'm going to allow you to steal my thoughts. I have that written down. Thank Dr. Fulton. I want to thank you, Dr. Fulton, for putting us through as you did. Thank you so much.
Any other board comments? Yes.
I just want to say it's been an honor and a privilege to serve as your board president here. I mean, it's all about the kids and everything I do here in this district. You know, I've been on the board since 2013, and I truly believe that all the children in the district are our own children, whether they're biological or not. So I just once again, I just want to thank each and everyone for having the confidence to allow me to serve as your board president here. I'm sure Ms. Johnson will do a fine job here, and I look forward to bigger and greater things. Thank you so much.
Do we have any community input regarding non-board agenda items? State your name and your address, please. And we don't have a timer, but we will unofficially time it.
You're going to unofficially time?
Yes,
I think I'm going to the clock. I don't know why you feel the need to work like that.
So, good evening, everyone. Patricia Hopkins, and going on with the New I missed a couple of board meetings taking care of business and my employment. But I guess I'm more. Of the reorganization and things that's happening tonight, only because I believe the community shared
And again, this is nothing personal. This is a concerned community member responding to what members of the community thought would happen moving forward this year. So, Dr. Fail, thank you for what you did with the staff.
You're welcome.
But I believe the community shared our concerns with going to do a superintendent search. And I thought that message was pretty clear, and the community left with an understanding that there would be a superintendent search. So now I'm here, and there's no talk about a superintendent search, but a superintendent being sworn in again to serve another term. So I'm just a little confused that at what point are the concerns of the community members honored, acknowledged, and followed through? October or November, I stood here and I made a comment that I felt that there was some dissension amongst the board. And Mr. Heller, you assured me that there was no dissension. After the meeting, you graciously came and thanked me for my concern, but said, Ms. Thompson, we're on the same page. I don't feel that. I'm concerned only because organizationally, with a lot of change, how does the message get down to the administration building level and the kids when there's such shifting at this level? This is the leadership. There has to be consistency. In most environments, and I promise I won't be more, when new administration comes on in the first year, you don't make changes. You make an observation, you know who the players are, you see what's going on, you see what needs to be done. Then in the second year, you start to implement something so that maybe in years 3 or 4 or moving forward, you can see the effect of the leadership shift and new ideas and plans that are going on. I don't see how we're able to do that, but yet again, after 2 years, you're making a shift in your leadership from your board. So your assistant superintendents are in place, but your board of education makes decisions. I'm concerned with the decisions that you're making, because it's almost like you're speaking out of two sides. You're saying yes to the community, but then you're turning around and you're doing whatever you want to do. So I'd like to know from the board members, how committed are you really to hearing what the community wants, what we feel is important for our children? Thank you. I appreciate your coming back. That's a good start. But our kids need to see a superintendent and more assistant superintendents that reflects diversity like the community. I'm concerned. Again, thank you, Dr. Fail. I will say, a few weeks ago, I called them with a message for you, and I haven't heard from you. Actually, it wasn't a few weeks ago.
I really apologize for that, because you know I always call you back.
Well, that's why, you know, it was... It was in May. I had left a message. I believe I posted, I think his name is Eddie. So, again, and that had never been our line of communication.
That's correct.
So, I just hope that when I call
Pat, I'll give you my cell phone. So if you want to reach me directly.
I'm not going to hold that. I appreciate that, and I think it's a nice gesture, but you can return my call for yourself, but I'm not going to in public and do that. But thank you. I respect your level of trust and developing that relationship that you can
have with that.
Ms. Hoffman, I hate to do this to you, but
I'm gonna. But again, I'd like to know from the board, even if it's somehow polling, how you really feel, because your actions do not, your actions are different from what you said.
So I would just say that I think that we all have heard you, and that I can't speak for everyone, but I'm not gonna poll the board at this time, but we look forward to continue to show that we are consistent in what we do. We're looking forward to continue to show that we will follow through on the things that we're gonna follow through on. This is a new year. We just think that we have started. We will continue to go through them and complete them.
But I think you owe the community a response to something that you said you were going to do that you did not do. That's it.
In regards to the superintendent search,
yes.
It was, that was a process that did get started. And at a point in time, the Board of Education made a decision not to move forward. We did request for proposals. We started the process, and there was a decision by the Board of Education not to move forward at that point in time. And so that's where we left it. I believe it was roughly about mid-January, February, that occurred. And so we do have an opportunity to look at it again, but as of right now, the decision was made by the board back in, like I said, January, February, not moving forward.
Okay, I don't want to belabor it, but in January, you didn't say anything to me. I was here in January, February, March, and April. It was never said to this community that you were not going to do it.
All right, so what I can do is find out what information was provided to the community on that particular subject, and I can let you know.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
And any other input on non-agenda items? Whatever the information that we do find, we'll send it to you. There was information that was apparently in the slide, but I would give it to you. Any other input on non-agenda items?
Good evening, Board of Education, Superintendent Dr. Fayette, Central Administration, all guests that are here this evening. I just wanted to take this opportunity to congratulate all of you who were sworn in this evening. That is a step in consistency. One of the things that I did not hear tonight, which we've heard for some time, is the word interim. So I'm very happy that we are going to start to have some type of consistency and some type of stability as far as that in that regard. Dr. Fulton, thank you very much for your service. We went through a lot from the time that you were sworn in and from when it is that I took over in this position. And where it is that Engieville is now as a school district, as opposed to where it is that it was. Yes, there still is a lot to go, but we are making steps in the right direction in terms of, you know, continuing to improve upon communication and transparency. To those of you who are newly sworn in, Ms. Johnson, congratulations, Ms. Santos, Seahawk. Looking forward to working with the board. We have a lot to do this year, as you guys know, and I hope that we will be able to do so in the best interest of what is needed in Amityville to address all the concerns that we have. So, thank you. Oh, the key award 2023, according to our five.
Any other community input on non-agenda items?
Good evening. Los Tejada Torres, 19 South Rhino Drive, Amityville, New York. Congratulations to all members on your positions this year. And hope we had a great, great year. Only question I have is, are we aware that there is no summer school feeding for the students this year? Lunch or breakfast for the community? For the community.
No, there is.
I was told today there was.
No, Mr. Watsi, do you want to share yesterday's decision on that, please?
Yes. What we have to decide on how we're the logistics of how we're going to connect them. Yes, we're going to implement, but in order to separate the parent and the kids from the community, we decided to set up tent outside. And you can see the tent outside very shortly. I don't know what they're doing today, but I'm going to call up tomorrow to make sure we have the tent. So they'll bring the food from the cafeteria to the tent to see what we have to serve and meet us there. So we are going to do that, and
we want to
show that.
So that means every building, or just like middle school?
It's going to be at Parker.
Oh, okay.
And middle school.
Okay.
And middle school.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let me know if
that's
good
or not.
And I mean, quickly, because you know.
Thank you. Any other comments, community input regarding one board tonight? Right, seeing none. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Leon.
Thank you, Madam President. I just had a quick question about our calendar and what we wanted to do going forward. I know we had some previous discussions about that. Did we come to a conclusion about when our next meeting is and Board of Education meetings going forward?
Yes, it is in the packet and on the agenda we did. Adopt the calendar that has the we went back to the idea of the first two Wednesdays of the month.
Yeah, all right. Perfect. Thank you. I must have the old agenda. Which item number is it?
All right, so we'll deal with any other questions from the community or from the board?
Lucky.
Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:31?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you for coming out.